Hello, this is Jesper and Laurits, a.k.a. Fyr og Flamme from Denmark.
And this is Sæson Øverst på hinanden. Enjoy!
There with playing with each other in English in from Danish. Oh yes, there's a bit of a tongue twister there, wasn't there? Yes. Oh, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, where Kieran gets to try some Danish. Oh yeah. Oh, it's a bit different, isn't it? Oh yes. But I hope you are enjoying yourself so far. I know we're only one song in. Yes. And welcome to this November edition of the Eurovision Showcase. Hope you enjoy your stay right here on Forest FM. Sundays from 5. And also we're on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. As well.
Do you have a request? Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Oh, yes. Right, it's now time for a new single, and it is actually from Fyr & Flamme. Yes, they're sort of like the 80s retro group of Denmark, and they've got a brand new song out in July. A couple of months after this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And the song is called Mir der Kalde from Lily Allen. Yes, now it's not the Lily Allen that we know. I believe it's something to do with a cartoon in Denmark. Yes, I'm not sure. But their songs are reminiscent of the 1980s, and it's a really lovely little tune, and yes, and it's the same length almost as Eurovision entries need to be at 3 minutes. So here we go. It's Fyr & Flamme with a Danish song, Mig de Kolder.
Ireland.
1989.
Keith Connolly and the Missing Passengers for Ireland at the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. They're coming 18th out of 22 entries and 21 points. That was one of Ireland's weakest results ever at the Eurovision Song Contest until the semi-finals came out from 2005, because they automatically qualified to the grand final of 2004 after getting a top 10 placing in 2003 with Mickey Jo Hart with We've Got the World Tonight. Or Fly on the Wings of Love. Do you remember that controversy? Oh, well, I do. I remember all the weird bits, don't I? Well, that goes without saying. Oh, right. So, yes, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, yes, with me, Kieran Ari Tuttiot. Yes, easy for me to say. I know. I realised at work, actually, earlier this week that, my name is very, very difficult for people to see, because people don't think that the name Kieran is spelt with a C. Yes, mine's spelt with a C, because I'm Irish, yes. And I've got a double-barreled French surname, Ari Tuttiot, yes, Ari Tuttiot. So there's a little bit of a backstory to that. Me and Rob obviously got married in August of 2017, and we thought, wow, let's double-barrel them, because they're quite unique surnames, Ari Tuttiot. Yes, and there's quite a few Tussiots there in down here in Dorset. So yes, my Uncle Paul and Auntie Sarah, Bailey and Jacob, hello. They're in West Moors, so only down around the corner from where the Forest FM studios are here in East Dorset. Also, my grandma could be tuning in, yes. Nan's in Poole. And I've also got relatives also in Upton and Christchurch. Oh, goodness me, the list goes on. Yes. So, any of the Tussiots listening in, hello. Hope you're well and hope to catch up with you soon. And particularly my grandma, Glenda. And hope you're tuning in too, sending lots of love to you. We must catch up with all the family soon. It's been far too long. Right, enough of me rabbiting on about my own stuff. Wow, windy pops. Yes. we've got a request, and we're going to James Brett, who's down in Worthing, West Sussex. Hello, James. Wow, 3 weeks in a row, a request. Oh, yes, this is great. And I love your requests. Thank you, James. Lots of love to Jason, and I hope he's feeling a lot better after his stint in the hospital last week. So, James, you have requested a song from the UK National Final. Yes, from a singer called Alberta. Now, she came second in 1998's National Final and 1999's National Final. Yes, and one of them in 1998 was called Don't It Make You Feel So Good. And then in 1999, there was the song So Strange. And James has said, please play one of them. And I said, okay. All right, then, I will choose. And I've picked the song, which is not only in English, but it's in French. And could you imagine if it did end up going to Eurovision? Because it could have gone into French and still had English and French lyrics. Would have been amazing, I thought. And may have given us a few points from across Le Mange, mightn't it? Yes. So let's go to a relatively early as well, live and kicking. Mm-hmm. I can't find a recording of this, but I can find the live performance from the UK National Final, the Great British Song Contest. Yeah. Hosted by Eureka Johnson back then. Yeah. Here's Alberta with So Strange.
Thank you. The number to vote for.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
True. Yes, welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, and Kieran Aritasiat is here with you. And it's another exciting part of the show, isn't it? Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. And Roberto is here.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenue, Robert. Comment ça va?
C'est très bon, et toi?
Ah, ça va bien?
Yeah,
c'est bon. Vous?
Oui, oui.
Merci.
Non.
Oh, c'est vous?
Je suis fatigué, non.
Hein? Well, if you're tired, you would sit down, wouldn't you?
You said stand up.
No, I said asseyez-vous.
Yeah,
which means
stand up, I'm sure.
Levez-vous, stand up.
Oh,
sit down is asseyez-vous.
God, terrible, it's terrible. I got myself confused.
I know you got that wrong and I got it right. Yay!
Asseyez-vous.
It's all for me.
For change.
And Rob goes...
Rude, Bill Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, it is, Rob, isn't it, really? It is. So tell me, what's your week been like? It's been a bit hectic, I hear.
I say it's every week, but yes, it's been manic.
It hasn't. We've had Icelanders over.
We have. It's been good fun, good fun, good fun, good fun.
Yeah.
And that was also manic, but good fun. But no, work's been manic, but... Yeah, luckily I enjoy my job, so I don't mind, but it has been manic.
Matters so much, doesn't it?
I've got a very good team under me.
Yeah, that's right. And above you too.
Yes, and
on top of you. Yes,
yes, that is true. But no, I bet it just, yeah. 3 days at work this week and I felt like I probably didn't achieve anything apart from just consistently talking, to just sitting in meetings. It's tiring.
And taking notes, I guess, as well.
Yeah, a little bit. But also just, I got so much I need to do and just I haven't been able to do it. So, woe is me. But
you
anyway, such
like
is
that.
Life.
Yeah, isn't it true, dear? But...
it's time for Rob's Random Request.
Of course!
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have a fairy vault full of years and a fairy vault full of countries. And I try and get them to mix and match.
Where's
and
the vault
song.
Come from?
Where's the vault? So I'm going to pick
not
a
an electrical
pick
vault.
A nation.
Though.
No, not electrical vault, no.
Yes.
I have a nation.
Oh,
Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Well, they debuted 2007.
Oh, goodness.
So, yes. We need a recent
since,
year.
Have they?
Sorry?
They've been every year since.
Except for 2009, but we could play that entry.
Well, of course you could. They released a song, didn't they? So, 1988.
Oh, no. They're in the USSR, aren't
1972.
They? Nope.
1989.
Actually, I don't know if Georgia were in the USSR.
1994.
No.
That's worth looking into while we're... spending the next 10 hours trying to find a year that we're in. 2005.
No. They debuted 2007, oh, Rob.
1993.
Okay. Keep drawing, my love.
1995.
Okay.
1973. For goodness sakes. Right, okay. This is a really good radio, isn't it? Sorry, guys. 1983.
Well, we got to do Georgia, you know.
2009. That-
You're kidding.
No.
Seriously. great. So, actually, this is really good for the time, actually, that we are
living in
at the moment. Yeah, because we know it's...
Isn't it called the cost of living crisis song?
Yeah, but then also there's a war in Europe and quite a nasty one at the moment, which we hate, obviously, and Slava Ukraina. That's it. So, yes, it's very important that we do that. So, basically, Georgia's song was a dig at Prime Minister at the time, Vladimir Putin. Because there was a bit between 2008 and 2012 when, Dimitri, I can't remember his name. Anyway, that's really bad of me. Because my history's, I thought, was really quite good. but it's not. So back in 2008, Russia invaded South Ossetia in Georgia. And if you can remember, they ended up being a real big, mess, to be honest, as it could only be with a Russian invasion. So, Stephanie and the 3G entered the Georgia National Final. And basically, Rob, because it was a hidden dig at Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, it was actually told by the EBU to change the lyrics. They would not. So Georgia was sadly disqualified before even participating. So Stephanie and the 3G, Roberto, had the song We Don't Want to Put In.
Yes, I remember this.
And this is actually a really good song, don't you think?
Yeah, it's great.
It is, isn't it? It's funky.
Very funky, very upbeat, very danceable. Very cute.
So let's enjoy. Get on your dance floor. Some people tell you the stories. Georgia, 2009. To drag it down to the knees. But let me tell you, don't worry. No worries. No worries. Another glass of my moonshine will kick the hell out of me. But let me focus on good stuff. Some good stuff. Just good stuff. We don't wanna put in the negative mood. It's killing the groove. I'ma try to shut in some disco tonight. Boogie with you. So many people are whining. They're freaking all day.
Sexy,
Stephanie and the 3G. We don't want to put in. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Right, on our Facebook page and on Twitter, I think, yes, we do, we have an article up about the Eurovision Song Contest top 250 songs for 2022, where you can vote for your top 10 favourite Eurovision songs ever. So head over to the link there on how you can vote on our Facebook page and our Twitter page as well. Right, unser Lied für Liverpool will be making an appearance in Germany's selection for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. And the selection has been announced that it will include various styles of music. So that is obviously very, very good to hear. Now, the Lucky Seven artists in Belgium's national final is going, have been announced, shall I say. And yes, it's going to be in the control of the Flemish broadcaster in Belgium, VRT. And basically, the message was released from the Belgian television presenter and the host of the contest, Peter van de Veer, where seven participants will be there and taking part in what he's described as the Olympic Games of Music. Very well. I can't argue with that. And also, we've got brand new music. And just after this bulletin, we're going to hear the brand new song from Sam Ryder called All the Way Over. Yes, that's quite exciting. Måns Zelmerlöw has got a brand new single out, and it's in Swedish. It's called Sober. Yeah, would you believe? Chingiz, who represented Azerbaijan in 2019, I'm so sorry, has released a brand new single, and it's called Veve. Yes. And finally, Tranger Osterhaus has released a brand new song with Resedet Oskes, The Hague, called Het Gan Viet Over. Sorry for my Dutch.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
You just tune in for me to murder these these languages. I try my best.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Effendi from Azerbaijan, and this is my song, Mata Hari.
Hi, this is Destiny from Malta, and this is my song, Je Me Casse.
This is our song,
Zitti e Buoni.
Yeah.
E tu sei fuori di testa, ma diversa da loro. Siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. E siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro.
12 points go to Italy.
Italy, 12 points. L'Italia, 2 points.
Points from Ukraine go to Italy.
5 points go to Italy.
Italy, 2 points.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Still got your number, but I don't call it.
I'm still in pieces and it would be worse if we were talking. Cause it feels like you're still stuck inside my heart. So how are you completely so together while I completely fall apart? I know you're doing okay, cause I still talk to all your friends. I wish I was doing okay, but there's no way I can pretend. Cause I'm not all the way over you yet. God knows I try, but you're hard to forget. They say that but it'll feel like slow motion. It's like I'm trying to move on, but I'm frozen. Ah, it's just some kind of mystery. I'll never get to the bottom of how do you keep moving forward while I'm grinding to a stop? Cause I'm not.
Wow, all the way over there. And that is his latest single, which is available wherever you get your music streaming service, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. Yes, it's all there. And Sam, congratulations to you, my friend. Oh, my goodness me. He released that on the 4th of November, so a few days ago now. But my goodness me, that boy. I'm so so happy for him. He deserves every success after what he's managed to do for us at the Eurovision Song Contest and at the Platinum Jubilee. My goodness me, what a moment that was too. Oh, do you know, it gives me goosebumps still. It really does. Okay, time to move on, and it's time for the best of the rest. Better third of the rest. Yeah, that's my awful Tina Turner impression. Yes, it's time for the best of the rest. And basically, this is where we can showcase two songs from national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. Also, we do albums of Eurovision artists around about the time of when they were at Eurovision and thought, well, why didn't they send that instead of their entry, which was really flat? Case in point is I always use as an example, Bonnie Tyler's album Rocks and Honey was released around the same time, and Believe in Me was her entry, but there was a song there called All I Ever Wanted, I think would have been better at the Eurovision Song Contest, and it was more of a competitive song, I felt, rather than Believe in Me. So that's just an example. So we're going to go now to the United Kingdom's national finals, yes. And we're going to one of my favourite songs from national finals of the UK. This came second in 1981. So this is behind Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up. But this song is so good that I had to play it. yes, the performance on the night of the national final was a bit naff, I guess, maybe. But they had a big single the year before in 1980 with the song Dance Yourself Dizzy. This is... It's Liquid Gold with Don't Panic. Yes, Liquid Gold. Oh, this is such a good tune. And I hope you enjoy it. UK National Final of 1981. Don't Panic there from Liquid Gold here on the Eurovision Showcase. What a great tune. I love that. I really do. One of those great sing-along songs.
The best of the rest.
Better than all the rest, of course, yes. Now, it's time for another song from a national final, and I have just got the one for you. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a Christian type of song, but it's got so much gravitas, and it's a very sad story why this song didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. So we're going over to, I think I was going to be able to play it, but it's
Germany.
There we are. I found it, and the year is going to be
2000.
Yes, so Corinna May came second in the German national final of 2000. Corinna May is a blind singer who ended up representing Germany, thankfully, personally to me, in 2002 with the song I Can't Live Without Music. And now in 1999, she had a lovely song called Infaktion, which was sadly disqualified because it was found that that song was released, I think it was in Switzerland or Hungary or something, randomly, a couple of years beforehand. And lo and behold, it got disqualified, even though it won the national final. So Carina May came back in 2000, and sadly, she didn't make it to go to Stockholm. The horrific What I Had a Do Da Da from... from Stefan Rupp made it to Stockholm in the contest that year and ended up coming fifth.
Ugh.
It's a dreadful song. Anyways, but this was really nice, actually. It's called I Believe in God. Yes, I'm sorry. But it is Sunday, of course, so I would like to think that religion is available. And here is Carina May, I Believe in God. From the German National Finals, 2000. Unser Lied für Stockholm. Ready? Are you ready? I hope you are. Cause
you know I'll beg, steal, or borrow.
The New Seekers.
Sunny days, and in a hundred ways, I'll bring you love.
The New Seekers, Beg, Steal or Borrow. Yes, that's the United Kingdom Eurovision entry for the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, so beautiful, isn't it? So beautiful. And such a great, great song. Oh, so many good songs, really, let's face it. The 1970s were great for the United Kingdom. They really were. We came second, goodness knows how many times, and we won in 1976. Yeah, the heydays. Not necessarily all the time, because if you remember, 1978 didn't work out very well, did it either? No, it didn't. So, as we need to, I think so, we need to play a song from this particular place.
Union stands for you and me, J-E-S-T. We are Union, Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, the UK is rejoining the Eurovision Junior Edition in December, and it'll be the first time the BBC have entered, as it was ITV before.
People to the left,
yeah.
People to the right.
Yes, and I'm going to play you the last UK Eurovision entry from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. So yes, this song didn't do particularly well. I can't think it came third or fourth last, something like that. It's the sweet Joni Fuller with How Does It Feel? Yes, from the 2005 contest in Hasselt in Belgium. And we've got Live and Kicking coming up very shortly, just after this.
How does it feel? Write songs on a rainy day. And how does it feel when someone comes and takes them away? How does it feel when the words just won't flow? Does it feel stars in a winter sky? And how does it feel you close your eyes and dream you can fly? How does it feel living life on a high or just trying to get by? Don't run and hide, nobody's searching. Don't try to walk away.
Joni Fuller, How Does It Feel? Junior Eurovision entry for the United Kingdom at the 2005 contest in Hasselt in Belgium. Now it's time for our second Live and Kicking this week. Okay, and we're going to fly over to
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
1981.
And let's join the late great Sir Terry Wogan. Yes, introducing Eos in Sater from Peter, Sue and Mark. This is amazing. I love this.
Rushing to his podium is Rolf Sukowski. The Swiss entry, very hotly tipped. Peter, Sue and Mark. Eos in Sater.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Switzerland in 1981.
Well, if they go for a melody, if the international juries go for melody, I think that's the winner. But I know nothing. The Swiss entry, Io senza te. Peter Reber on the panpipes.
Oh, great stuff. Right, thank you, Terry. And they ended up coming fourth in the end. I mean, they deserved better, I think. Anyways, right, well, that's the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Arietti, for another week. Thank you very much. Thank you for you getting in contact. And it's lovely to hear from each and every one of you. If you want to request dedication or find out more about the show, head over to our website, which is www.escshowcase.com. And I hope you could join me next Sunday, 5 p.m. right here on East Dorset's favourite radio station, right across the New Forest and in West Hampshire, Forest FM. Arrivederci, au revoir, and wiedersehen, wie's la, dobitzenjegognat and adios, and I'll see you very, very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrate.